Quickly, make it quick, make it quick.
I'm giving away 2 pairs of tickets to go check out the show. It's a 3 p.m. show at the Victoria Theatre in downtown Newark in Jersey.
Text your name and email address to 347-559-6570. Name, first name, last name, and to 347-559-6570. That's our show for today. Thanks to this show is produced by Akinata Hamagaji, Dennis Kabato, and Wee Jacobs.
I'm your host, Wee Jacobs.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Oluwale.
I stay on the air. Yes, that's all it takes. And that adds up to only $10 a month. And you can be a WBAI buddy. Someone who signs up to make a recurring monthly donation to WBAI using either a credit, debit card, or by electronic funds transfer from your bank account. Safe, secure, and easy. And you know WBAI.org. And thanks for your support.
Yes, the beautiful voice of Dr. Martin Luther King.
I feel like I'm in church.
I feel like
the church I want to be in.
Exactly, the church we both want to be in. Hello, everyone. I am Christine Blasdale, and I am joined in studio by a familiar voice if you listen to Pacifica Radio at all, the director of Pacifica Radio Archives, Mr. Mark Torres.
Well, thanks for having me this afternoon. Oh,
I am so excited about this. We are putting the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives on not one, but two USB drives in a very special package for our listeners. This is the best of both worlds, really. This is, right? This is a collection that is massive. It's 2,300 hours.
Yeah, this is really incredible. We have so much material. We're going to be playing some of the very best of two of our compilation drives, 64 gigs worth of Pacifica Radio Archives materials that we have been saving like monks since 1949. Christine, we're actually working on volume 3 right now.
Of course you are.
But right now, we are offering two of the very best drives. The first one was Voices That Changed the World, and the second drive is called the Public Radio Anthology. So we're going to be hearing clips from both of these, Christine, in this hour.
And this is a very special collection. I want to remind our listeners that the material that is in this thank you gift, the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, two USB drive set, again, over 2,300 hours of content, you will not find this anywhere else. You're not going to find it on the internets. You're not going to find it at the big box store. You're not going to find it on Amazon or anywhere. It's only available to you, the Pacifica Radio listener, right here, right now. And this is the first time we're offering it together. right? These two USB drives. And for folks who are not technologically savvy, what can you do with a USB drive, Mark Torres?
Well, this is very handy because in the past, we would offer this box collection in a briefcase of CDs, and that would cost, you know, upwards of, you know, several thousand dollars for one of these
cases. It was a $5,000 pledge.
Yeah, it was a $5,000 pledge. But now we get even more information onto a 64 gig jump drive. And you are the benefactors of getting our history. To just to give you a glimpse at how valuable this is, I went to the public radio convention in Washington, D.C. at the end of 2017 when the Public Radio Act funded the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And after that, NPR popped up in the early 1970s. Well, Pacifica Radio Archives has over 20 years of materials before NPR even started. I can't tell you, Christine, right now, we have several licensing deals with NPR right now because they don't have the material that we do. So you're going to be hearing some clips, ladies and gentlemen. And Christine, we said before we started the show that we wanted 20 people to call
yes.
in. We can do that.
Oh, si se puede.
We can do it. And funny that you say si se puede because we actually have a Dolores Huerta clip here. But I'm not exactly sure where we're going to start.
Let's start with the gentleman that we heard at the top of the hour, Dr. Martin Luther King. You have one of the largest audio collections on the planet of Dr. Martin Luther King. And this particular clip is from 1964, the year I was born.
Okay, we're going to start with Dr. Martin Luther King, 1964. A $200 pledge gets these two jump drives over 2,300 hours of materials handpicked by the Pacifica Radio Archives. Let's listen to Dr. King while you're hitting those phones.
You know, there are certain words in every academic discipline that soon become stereotypes and cliches. Every academic discipline has its technical vocabulary. Modern psychology has a word that is probably used more than any other word in modern psychology. It is the word maladjusted. You've heard that word. This is the ringing cry of modern child psychology. And certainly we all want to live well-adjusted lives in order to avoid neurotic and schizophrenic personalities. But I must say to you this evening, my friends, as I come to a close, that there are some things in my own nation and there are some things in the world which I'm proud to be maladjusted, to which I call upon all men of goodwill to be maladjusted until the good society is realized. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to become adjusted to segregation, discrimination, colonialism, and these particular forces. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself to religious bigotry. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few. I must say to you tonight that I never intend to become adjusted to the madness of militarism and the self-defeating effects of physical violence. But in a day when Sputniks and explorers are dashing throughout a space, and guided ballistic missiles are carving highways of death through the stratosphere, no nation can win a war. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence. It is either nonviolence or non-existence. The alternative to disarmament, the alternative to a greater suspension of nuclear tests, the alternative to strengthening the United Nations and thereby disarming the whole world, may well be a civilization plunged into the abyss of annihilation. And I assure you that I will never adjust to the madness of militarism. You see, it may well be that our whole world is in need at this time for a new organization, the International Association for the Advancement of Creative Maladjustment. Men and women, men and women who will be as maladjusted as the prophet Amos, who in the midst of the injustices of his day could cry out in words that echo across the centuries, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. As maladjusted as the late Abraham Lincoln, the great president of our nation, who had the vision to see that the United States could not survive half slave and half free. As maladjusted as Thomas Jefferson, who in the midst of an age amazingly adjusted to slavery, could etch across the pages of history words lifted to cosmic proportions. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As maladjusted as Jesus of Nazareth, who could say to the men and women of his day, he who lives by the sword will perish by the sword. And through such maladjustment, we will be able to emerge from the long and desolate midnight of man's inhumanity to man into the bright and glittering daybreak of freedom and justice.
You're listening to the newly discovered recording of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at a public meeting at the City Temple Hall in London on Monday, December 7th, 1964.
And that was newly discovered. Tell the story. You've got to tell the story.
Yeah, that was really incredible. The previous director of the archives, Brian DeShazer, was going through some of the stacks of tapes that are not archived. And he saw one that said King 1965. And so he brought it over to me and he said, can you transfer this and see what it is? And it was a complicated tape because it turned out to be, once we listened to it, 1964. And back then they brought a – KPFK had a foreign correspondent that was in London. That's – like, how cool is that? And Dr. King went to fulfill an obligation with this multi-congregational religious group in London right before he accepted his Nobel Peace Prize. And – KPFK was the only media outlet there to record it. There's no other recording of it. And so once I transferred it, I flipped over. The way it was recorded is the left channel was recorded front, the right channel was recorded back, so you couldn't actually play it on a regular machine. I had to flip the second channel and attach it. And then there we had a brand new Dr. Martin Luther King speech that the world didn't know existed from 1964.
And it could have just stayed in, because I've been up to the archive. I mean, these are tapes.
Yeah.
And they disintegrate over time. And this was from 1964. So the quality of the tape, it could have gotten to a point where it was not discovered and it was just hidden underneath some other stuff and deteriorated and gone forever, lost forever.
And listen to what he was talking about. He did have prepared notes, but he didn't have a prepared speech at this particular event. And he was talking about, how are we going to stand up to man's inhumanity to man? And that's where we are today. It's sad that we haven't moved forward from that time. But how great is it that we have this genius and this recording to share so that we know how to inspire ourselves, how we build community to resist these forces. And that is why we encourage you to get to the phones. Be one of the 20 people that call right now. With your donation, we can continue being on the air. We can continue preserving this incredible collection. And who knows what we're going to discover next.
Exactly. And your donation makes that possible. The phone number to call. This is the first time we put these two together. It's the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives. It's a two USB drive set. You will get on one USB drive, 1,300 hours, The Voices That Changed the World. You'll get that, and you'll get a second USB drive, which is the Public Radio Anthology. This has 1,000 hours, so you have well over 2,300 hours of content. And, I mean, you could spend like 100 days. If you listen to every single thing, you know, back to back to back and did not sleep and did not eat and did not do anything, it would be close to 100 days. And I don't know if that's even humanly possible. But that is how much content is available on these two USB drives, the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives. And your donation not only helps keep this radio station on the air, and you are really allowing us to bring Dr. King back to this present moment, allowing his voice to ring throughout the cosmos, because our network of progressive radio allows his voice to ring loud and clear in these very hard times. The number to call to get this very unique thank you gift, not available anywhere else, is 516-620-3602. It is a $200 pledge. You can put it on your Visa, American Express, MasterCard. But here's the deal. A great portion of that is tax deductible. So you win, we win, the world wins by getting this information out.
It's an incredible deal, and we do not want you to miss it. So please give us a call right now at 516-620-3602. Our goal this hour is quite lofty, but we know that we can do it if everyone calls that number. 516-620-3602.
And I'm joined in studio by the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, Mr. Mark Torres. And you had mentioned something, Mark, and it rings true. And I know you have something relevant to say about this, but you mentioned about man's inhumanity to man. Man's inhumanity to man. And when that particular tape that was restored, was discovered and restored and painstakingly put together by you, which is like, I mean, you were like Inspector Gadget, I think, trying to figure this out. But that was in 1964. And in 1964, for folks who are not aware, there was a great deal of man's inhumanity to man.
Yeah.
There was a great deal, not only in the South, but all across this country. And in particular, something that also happened in 1964, you have this recording as well. Tell us about Miss Marsha Tompkins.
Well, Marsha Tompkins was an employee of our New York station, WBAI. And during the early voter registration drives of the early 1960s, she decided, what can I do to help? And she came from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where her father was the police chief of Tuscaloosa.
Oh.
And she said, well, you know what? I want to help reveal to the world what actually happens at a Klan meeting.
Oh, my God.
And so she brought a reel-to-reel machine with her to a Klan meeting.
Wait, a reel-to-reel machine?
Yeah, a reel-to-reel tape machine.
It's not like a cell phone.
Yeah, not a portable DAT recorder, a portable, you know, digital recorder. We're talking a huge reel-to-reel machine. And she had to be very low-key about this because, as you can imagine, you know, the recording of a Klan meeting is very, you know, there's a reason why it was a secret society. It was very much on the down low. And so Marsha Tompkins goes down to her hometown of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and records a Klan meeting, which we're going to hear a clip of. Now, she gets discovered by one of the security there, and they ask her, what's all this? And she said, oh, well, I just want to record your point of view. We want to spread the word, don't we? But at some point, that security person comes back with more security, and they're like, what exactly is this? And only because her dad was the former police chief was she not, like, arrested and or far worse. But she grabbed her gear, jumped in a car. They sped away. They kept the tape rolling, and were wondering if they were going to actually survive this event. And they did. And
terrifying.
And it was aired throughout Pacifica Radio, and it is here. And this gives you a glimpse, when we hear this clip, of what was going on. What is going inside the mind of somebody who would join the Ku Klux Klan, which, as we know today, is growing throughout the United States and throughout the world, not the Ku Klux Klan in general, but these type of racist organizations. So this material, unedited, is hugely valuable to look inside the mind of what's going on with people who have this much hatred
and also what people faced, you know, in particular, what Black men, women, children faced on a daily basis. And the terror, you talk about terrorists, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on now.
If America is concerned about terrorists, this was about as much terror as was present in the United States, where people like Emmett Till would be murdered and the murderers were unaccountable. Or, you know, four children were firebombed and their murderers went unaccounted for. So
this is very powerful.
You know, and what we're seeing today, where people were, you know, kids of color, unarmed, or men of color, women of color, are being killed, and there's no justice, and it's a frightening thing, and we have the power to change that. And the first way to empower ourselves is to understand what's happening. So when we hear this clip, understand what's going on. Being informed is the first step, and then we take action.
And you can also take action before we play that clip. You can make sure that this type of audio, this powerful audio that you're going to about to hear from 1964, again, Marsha Tompkins very bravely going into a Klan rally and recording this. I have no words for this, but if you value this and you think it's important for us to get this out, get this information out, please do call and support this radio station, support this network, and most importantly, support the radio archives, the Pacifica Radio Archives. With your donation, you are making this possible, all right? You are making this possible. That is a very powerful position you are in, and you can do that by pledging at the $200 level. You will get the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, which features this audio and 2,300 other hours of content you cannot get anywhere else. You'll get two USB drives. The phone answers will tell you exactly what you get in this two USB drive set, the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives. Let's listen now to this just powerful clip. This is Marsha Tompkins from 1964.
First, let me tell you, we are the federal government. You and I as an individual. So if you want to fight the federal government, we're going to have to start fighting each other. And that's what we've been doing throughout the years. So it's about time that we settle down and think rationally for a time and say that we're going to stop fighting each other, that we're going to join hands, and we're going to stop some of this socialism that's sweeping the country. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and holler all night because a lot of people here, we have the Imperial Wizard, we have the Grand Dragon of Georgia, and we have Mr. Stallworth, a very educated man, a school teacher, and also a delegate to the National Democratic Convention that's going to make some talk. But I do want to talk directly to you. It's about time that we as white people would stand up and say that we have enough. I don't mean go out here in the streets and knock some added nigger in the head. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that we're going to stand up and be counted, that we're going to vote together, we're going to think together, we're going to act together, and we're going to tell them that's enough. Stop right here. That is enough. If you'll give me 20% of the white vote in this country, I'll make Jacob Javits, Rockefeller, Emanuel Sellers, and all the rest of liberals in Washington come down here to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and railroad. Now that's what's with us. It's not the Negroes. That's all I'm asking for, is your vote. A little bit of your time and a whole lot of your talent.
Next to it is a Confederate flag on them.
They're the ones creating all the animosity. They're the ones creating all the ill will. Using the Negro to stay in office, and they're not helping the Negro, they're not helping us. All they want to do is stay in office, and it's about time that we stop some of this. And we can't stop it unless you, as an individual, will come forth. The news media has said this organization is a hate organization, that all they do is go out here and whip up on people, take the law in their own hands. They want you to believe that. I can understand why. They want to make you scared. Well, I want you to look at me good. Do any of you see any horns? Do you see a fire coming out of my mouth? I'm only an individual who realized that unless we, all of us, each of us together, unless we stand up, unless we take a stand and join hands together, then I realize that my children, my grandchildren, and their grandchildren will be living in communism. Now, I really believe that with all my heart. I can readily understand why Khrushchev made the statement that we'll bury your children in communism. Why? Because they know that you, as a white man, you should be proud and stand up and take a part in this fight. But no, Let old Jim do it. Let old Joe. Let the Ku Klux Klan win the fight. for the Ku Klux Klan is huge. Now, this organization, it doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to them, Phil Withers. It belongs to you, the white Protestant citizens. It was handed down by our forefathers. If you read a little history, you'll find that we're in the same situation today, in the same situation. We have a teacher here tonight, so he'll probably touch on that a little bit. And they had a little, at least they had the fortitude to stand up. And they formed this organization and restored white rule in the South and within the United States. And that's what we're going to have to do tonight. You say, well, if we'll kick all those people out in Washington, we'll have it made. I've heard a lot of people say that. Did you ever build a pyramid from the top? You're going to have to start locally. You're going to have to start getting interested in politics. You're going to have to start getting interested in PTA work. You're going to have to start getting interested in civic work. In other words, you're going to have to start being a first-class citizen yourself.
The applause which follows refers to a statement, obscured by static, which went as follows. And if you are a first-class citizen, then you can elect a first-class governor. Thank God we have one today.
I don't know about you, but when I hear that, my soul weeps that anyone could have that much hatred in their heart for anyone, especially anyone, people that have done nothing to them. Did you hear in that clip too? Did you hear Mark Torres, the babies and the children?
Oh my goodness. They're indoctrinated from birth. On this,
I mean,
you know, when normal kids of any color are in a sandbox, we don't care what their gender is, the color of their skin. We're having fun. You have to be trained to hate. And unfortunately, that's what's going on. Marsha Tompkins did this recording. You could hear her doing a little play by play narrative. And then afterwards, she did some post narration. But she is alive today. And I just got an email from her. She does not have this recording in her own
personal
collection.
Wait a minute. You just now got an email from her?
Yeah, I got an email from Marsha Tompkins. She's living in the Northeast right now.
This is divine. This is not synchronicity. This is crazy. You just got an email from, and now, so she, by now, I don't know how old she is. It doesn't matter. She's still here. That's fantastic. So that recording was, again, just to remind our listeners and people who have just tuned in, that recording, which is on the Very Best of Pacifica Radio Archives 2 USB drive, a brand new thank you gift that we're putting together for you. It's 2 USB drives, over 2,300 hours of the Very Best of Pacifica Radio Archives. That audio was captured at an actual Klan rally in 1964 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, from a white citizen, Marsha Tompkins. She did that. Now, she got, my understanding too is that she almost, did she get caught?
She got caught, but she didn't get disciplined.
She could have got killed.
She didn't know what was going to happen. She was really flying by the seat of her pants. And her dad, of course, was furious, didn't know that this was going on. Her father was the former police chief of Tuscaloosa. And when they were in the getaway car, so to speak, they weren't sure. They're like, oh, these good old boys, they know who we are. They know where we live. I'm not sure we're going to be able to. They were already planning an exit strategy. Where do we ditch the tape? Who do we get it to? Are we going to live? Do we need to leave the state? Do we need to leave the country? There's no escaping. They were having these conversations that you will hear in the extended recording that we have here on these great USB drives.
But you will hear that on these two USB drives that people can get. You will actually hear that whole thing.
Now you wonder why Fannie Lou Hamer, for example, as she was registering blacks in the South, and why Schwerner and Cheney and Goodman were murdered as voter registrars going down in the South to register blacks to vote, why they were murdered. Because they wanted power. They didn't want any threat to their power. And this is what they were dealing with. This is part of the context of what we were dealing with then. And it's part of the context of what we're dealing with today. Because the voter rolls today are being purged
of black voters
in an unbelievable way. And this is true across all the states. It's clear. You can find this out. It's not hocus pocus. It's just you need to know the facts. And we have evidence of it happening then. And, of course, this gives rise to how we are here today. And so we have these recordings. And the real important thing is we played a Dr. Martin Luther King clip earlier today. At this year's Super Bowl, they had a Dr. Martin Luther King clip out of context to sell cars.
That's disgusting.
And in context, when you listen to that speech, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was specifically saying, who are we that we would value the pursuit of luxury cars ahead of the happiness and creative fulfillment of our fellow human beings? They took it out of context and used it to sell cars.
That's disgusting.
And what the Pacifica Radio Archives has is these speeches in their entirety so that you can put it in context. These are historical documents, and these are for the benefit of humanity so that if anybody tries to take them out of context, you have the truth. You have the facts.
And that's what you tune in to Pacifica Radio for, the truth. And from the very people who not only made history but changed so much, and those things that are not changed or need to be corrected, we need to all pick up that. We need to pick up that fight right now. Folks, your pledges of support to this radio station, to this network, enable us to keep these archives, to keep these voices out into the public. And it's because of your donation that we're able to preserve the voices of Marsha Tompkins at a Klan rally in 1964. The voices like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which we'll play some more in just a bit. But we do need to remind you to pick up the phone right now. We would love to gift this to you. We would love to give to you over 2,300 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. You cannot find this anywhere else on the planet. You cannot, at any price, even though it's priceless. And while before, we had offered many years ago, just, and it was, I think it was it 1,000 hours or 800 hours?
Yeah, we had 1,000 hours.
1,000 hours, but it was all on CDs, and you had to keep track of it. It was in
$5,000.
It was $5,000, and worth every penny. This is not $5,000. This is not $1,000. This is a $200 donation. A large portion of that is tax deductible to you, and you're going to get two USB drives with, again, 2,300 hours of content you cannot find anywhere else, and it is the full report from Marsha Tompkins, the full speeches from Dr. King and Malcolm X, and there's so many people. We'll tell you all there's thousands of people that are on these archives. But the most important thing is that you pick up the phone right now, because without you, without your pledge, the voices don't exist. They go away. They get destroyed on tapes. They disintegrate from time. You have the ability to preserve the next Martin Luther King speech that's not found yet. You have the ability.
That's right.
That's a very powerful thing to do. But it doesn't mean anything if you're just listening to us and going, well, that's nice, somebody else will do it. No, 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 no. You need to do it. We all need to do it. But the most important thing is, again, you are keeping those voices alive, and it's your donation that does it. Here's what you do. Call up right now. Our phone answerers are waiting for you.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
For a pledge of just $200, you are getting an incredible, incredible gift to the world.
And what an incredible deal. A $200 donation, but a $5,000, a $10,000 value. Every time we have a fund drive, and you and I do one of these shows, Christine, and I go visit my sister to say hello to my little niece, my brother-in-law meets me at the door and says, You're giving this away for $200? You guys are nuts. he like lambasts me every time. He's like, it's at least a grand. Tell me you're going to be offering it for $1,000 next time. And I'm like,
we need to make it affordable to
it's
people.
It's more important for us to get this information out to make it an incredible value. He rolls his eyes at my logic because he's trying to get Pacifica to get true value out of our content that's over – 70 years of collecting these materials. So please get to the phones and take advantage of this incredible value, a $200 donation for over 2,300 hours of the very best of the Pacifica Radio Archives holdings going back to 1949. We only needed 20 people when we started the show. I'm not sure how many people we need now.
During our next clip, I will rush into
there. We're
going to
go find out.
You might be listening to us in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, because on the internet.
All over the web.
Right? All over the world.
The main thing is that you get to the phones.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
And I just think people-powered radio is so important, and we do have volunteers. So I would love for you to call the phone right now and speak to a volunteer. They're doing this for the love of the radio station, the love of Pacifica Radio, and they're taking your calls right now. Again, we want 20 people this hour to pick up the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, two USB drive set, never before available together. Over 2,300 hours of content. You will not find this anywhere else. Here is the number to call.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
And we want to go to another clip. We want to play another clip from Dr. King.
Okay, we can do that.
What about the clip from the clip about domestic urgencies versus military spending? Because
that's a great idea.
Because you know what? I'm sorry, but there's somebody in the White House who is not talking about, they're doing it. A military parade, which reminds me of someone who is not such a kind man, who used to have lots of military parades and uniforms and flags. Did you like that? That German accent?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
I was a little scared.
They're planning a military parade, and I forget what the amount of money that is to be spent, taxpayer dollars, on this parade is so it makes me sick.
Well, we have homelessness in every major United States city to
and it's
an
doubling.
Obscene degree. The lack of humanity to our American brothers and sisters who are on our streets homeless while this man is parading. And when they released the amount of money that that former Vice President Dick Cheney made while he was in office and authorizing all of these military actions that we're still involved with today, it's unbelievable. And Dr. Martin Luther King made the correlation between military spending and the war on poverty back then. And here is this clip, and this is from 1967. And many say that when he turned his attention to the war in Vietnam, that is when his life was most endangered.
That's when, that's when the powers that be, I believe, said you went too far.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. We got to stop this man.
That's right.
So let's listen now to this clip. Again, folks, please keep your calls coming in. I'm going to go check in the phone room. I might pick up a phone right now and answer your call. The number is
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
You can get all of this and more, so much more, 2,300 hours of content in the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, two USB drive set for a $200 contribution. Much of that is tax deductible. Here's the number again before we go to the clip.
516-620-3602.
Let's now listen to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
A third casualty of the war in Vietnam is a great society. This confused war has played havoc with our domestic destinies. Despite feeble protestations to the contrary, the promises of the great society have been shot down on the battlefields of Vietnam. The pursuit of this widened war has narrowed domestic welfare programs, making the poor white and Negro bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. And while the anti-poverty program is cautiously initiated, zealously supervised, and evaluated for immediate results, billions are liberally expended for this ill-considered war.
The recently revealed misestimate of the war budget amounts to $10 billion for a single year. This error alone is more than five times the amount committed to anti-poverty programs. The security we profess to seek in foreign adventures, we will lose in our decaying cities. The bombs in Vietnam explode at home. They destroy the hopes and possibilities for a decent America. If we reversed investments and gave the armed forces the anti-poverty budget, the generals could be forgiven if they walked off the battlefield in disgust. Poverty... poverty, urban problems, and social progress generally are ignored when the guns of war become a national obsession, when it is not our security that is at stake, but questionable and vague commitments to reactionary regimes. Values disintegrate into foolish and adolescent slogans. It is estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill. While we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor, we have escalated the war in Vietnam and de-escalated the skirmish against poverty. It challenges the imagination to contemplate what lives we could transform if we were to cease killing. At this moment in history, it is irrefutable that our world prestige is pathetically frail. Our war policy excites pronounced contempt and aversion virtually everywhere, even when some national governments, for reasons of economic and diplomatic interest, do not condemn us. Their people, in surprising measure, have made clear they do not share the official policy. We are isolated in our false values. In a world demanding social and economic justice, we must undergo a vigorous reordering of our national priorities.
Wow. What lives we can transform if we stop the killing. I mean, these simple truths that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was conveying to all of humanity, they're simple. And they're very powerful. That's why he needed to be stopped.
That's what got him.
The lives that can be transformed if we stop the killing. I mean, we put in trillions of dollars into this military budget that could change the face of poverty as we know it. Education, health care,
housing.
Could
feed the entire planet.
Really, we could end world hunger with the amount of money that we're spending on this. But greed is more powerful right now. We're actually physically electing people that are endorsing these policies, and the greed and the avarice that sucks the dollars out of our economy that could go to so much good. And Dr. King was laying down these simple truths in 1967, and this very unique Pacifica recording is available if you call now. Did we find out how many people we need to go to reach our goal?
Well, when I went in there, the phone calls, people were still calling in, so I don't know how many it is at right now.
Should we say
we at least had five callers for because I know it's riveting material. Everyone's listening. People were listening to the Klan rally from Marsha Tompkins. They were listening to Dr. Martin Luther King. But we're going to tell you we only have about 15 minutes to go, and we want to have a total of 20 of you calling up and getting this absolutely priceless historic material that you cannot find anywhere else. It's not available. You go ahead and look. It's not available. And it's not 1 hour. It's not five. It's not 10. It's not 20. It's not 100. It's 2,300 hours, 2,300 hours of the voices that need to be heard today. And it is a two USB drive set. You will get both of those with our love and appreciation. You also get a tax deductible contribution information sent to you, so it's tax deductible. You're going to hear Dr. King. You're going to hear Noam Chomsky, Alice Walker, Dr. Michio Kaku, Lena Horne, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Paul Robeson, Nelson Mandela, Lily Tomlin, Helen Caldicott, Dr. Helen Caldicott, who's done so much to warn us about the nuclear arms race and nuclear power, the power that keeps on giving. Ooh, she's amazing. You're also going to get the entire reading, which I think is like a 13-hour reading of George Orwell's 1984. My very favorite piece of literature ever written was Orwell's 1984. You hear from Dick Gregory. Blessed are Dick Gregory, who is in heaven right now. Toni Morrison, Ed Asner, Joan Baez, Alan Watts. This is the entire, you have the entire collection of Alan Watts, because he was a programmer at Pacifica Radio, at KPFA, and we have all of those archives. So, folks, it's priceless, and we're asking you right now to pick up the phone. We want to have, before we play another clip, at least another five people calling. Again, it's a $200 contribution. Much of that is tax deductible. The number to call is
516-620-3602, 516-620-3602.
Yes, it's important for you to have this. Yes, it's important to share this with young people, to get it to universities and high schools and junior high schools. But the most important thing is you have the ability right now to preserve the very next tape that is that could be disintegrating right now up in the vault. We keep everything icy cold to make sure that they're preserved as long as they can, but it's on tape. And when those voices are gone, they're gone forever. But you have the ability to donate to this station and donate to Pacifica Radio Archives, and then we can be saving the next. Maybe there is another Fannie Lou Hamer or Malcolm X or Dr. Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks from a speech or an interview that is waiting to be discovered. That's exciting. You have the ability to do that, and only you have the ability to do that. You know why? Because we are not Boeing. We're not Lockheed Martin. We're not some bomb maker. We're not some chemical maker. We're not some war machine that is going to get billions of dollars, tax dollars, from the government. We are a nonprofit radio station that speaks out against injustice. We get zero from the government, from your politicians, or the politicians, not my politician, but we get zero. That's why we need you to step up to the plate, and I want five callers right now.
If we have 15 minutes to go, let's get 15 callers, one a minute, right now. Let's help us reach our goal.
Our goal this hour is quite lofty, but we know that we can do it. 516-620-3602.
Pacifica, in general, has provided space for the very best of our creativeness in all areas, academia, the arts, music. We had Bob Dylan's first live performance on our New York station. We heard that clip earlier on from the Klan rally. We were hearing that originally broadcast in New York City. People were mortified. Like, what is going on? How is that happening? Why are people recoiling? Why is there so much fear? You know, and if you take a look at the tactics being used to divide us and our communities, it's fear. They're using fear as a wedge. What we're doing here on Pacifica Radio is we're building community. We're bringing communities together. We're taking down walls. We're tearing down walls, not building them up. We're using music and culture to find common threads between all of us who want only the best for our families, so we can have a secure life and a cloak of love within our community. That's what Pacifica does. We need 10 more calls in the next 10 minutes. I know we can do this, Christine. We set a realistic goal. A $200 pledge will get you a $10,000 value. Mm. 2,300 hours worth of recordings from the Pacifica Radio Archives. Please get to the phones now. You're able to get one of each of these collections, the original Voices That Changed the World and the brand new Pacifica Radio Anthology. 2,300 hours, a $10,000 value for $200 donation.
Please do give us a call right now. And it's wonderful to put these USB drives. You can put them in your car now because all the cars have the USB drives. When you're commuting and you have a long drive, I do. You know, it's like over an hour of a commute. I get to listen to all of these amazing voices, and there is an audio series, an audio book section So you can listen to War and Peace or 1984 from George Orwell. It's so much content on these USB drives. Call right now.
516-620-3602.
Now, we're going to play another clip from this. I mean, you know, it's 2,300 hours. It's very difficult to figure out what to play because there's so much. But I want to find out a little bit more. I'm going to get a tally from the phone room. And I wanted to ask you, Mark, it's like the Sophie's Choice moment, right? I love Dr. Cornel West. So we have the ability to play Dr. Cornel West, or perhaps we might want to do a Dolores Huerta. I would like to give you, Sophie's Choice.
I know, that is a tough choice. Well,
because we have about time for maybe one more.
Okay, well, Dolores Huerta, the clip that we have from her is from the Gaytino Report, which is our very dear friend Dan Guerrero. I'm going to choose Cornel West because Dr. West is really talking about what are our priorities, and he talks about poverty in America and how this is going unaddressed at the highest levels and during every election cycle. And he's at a conference in Chicago with Amy Goodman and Tavis Smiley. And so the three of them have a chance to address poverty in a book called The Rich and the Rest of Us, A Poverty Manifesto. And this is Cornel West like really laying into the politicians in Washington for failing, and the media for failing to address this highly critical issue. The homelessness situation is overflowing in our streets. We can do something about this, whether it's mental health care or whether it's creating affordable housing. But something must be done, and Cornel West is giving it his best shot.
Let's listen now to Dr. Cornel West. Again, this is available on the Very Best of Pacifica Radio Archives, 2 USB drive set. Yours for a pledge of $200 at
516-620-3602, 516-620-3602.
We are going to listen now to a man who is definitely one of my heroes. Let's listen now.
All human beings who conceive of a better world and refuse to defer to the status quo the way it is. And it is a love train. What I like about the three of us, all three of us are on the love train. Oh, yeah. And when you really love folk, you can't stand the fact they're being treated unjustly. When you really love folk, you loathe the fact they're being treated unfairly. And if you don't say something, the rocks are gonna shout out. Oh, yes, it's fire in your bone. You got to feel it. It's not just an abstract sensibility. The choice that you make to say, this is the way I want to live my life. Reverend Hatch knows what I'm talking about. Love you, brother. And we need more of it. Why? Because let's be honest about it. We live in a society where everything's up for sale. Everybody's up for sale. Who's talking about integrity? Who's talking about constancy? Who's talking about trying to conceive of another world and be willing to go down swinging like Ella Fitzgerald or Muhammad Ali? And that's what's so sad about the present situation. I'm glad about the fact that we fought against a right-wing takeover of the White House. That's important. But the problem is our politicians, including our dear brother Barack Obama, still has a conservative mentality when it comes to obsession with austerity, austerity. What you gonna cut? What you gonna cut? What you mean what you gonna cut? Start with the prison industrial complex. How come you find money for that all the time? Money, money, money for the prison industrial complex. When you gonna cut that? You found $1 trillion. Gator, you know what I'm talking about. You found $1 trillion in the last 27 years for the prison industrial complex. But when it comes to quality education, quality housing, my dear brother fighting the struggle right there, the Henderson's here in Chicago. When it comes to quality jobs with a living wage, I'm not talking about low-wage jobs. I'm talking about wages where you can feed your family with dignity and decency. You can't find a penny. But let's go to the military-industrial complex. Oh, you got money for those smart drones, don't you? dropping bombs on innocent people. It's about 3,500 now. It's a war crime. That's what it is. You talked about Nagasaki. That's a war crime. Hiroshima, that's a war crime. You don't kill innocent folk. Bin Laden's a gangster. If you're in war against him, okay, maybe, but don't kill his daughter. That's why Emmett Till's mother is so cruel. She could have stepped to that lectern and said, you know what? I'm tired of all these white folk who are silent when it comes to American terrorism called Jim and Jane Crow. Why don't we just start arbitrarily killing some folk? No, she said no. She knew George Bernard Shaw's right. Hatred is the coward's revenge against those who intimidate you. Hatred's always cowardly. She refused to be a coward. She's going to take a high ground, but she was still going to tell the truth. And part of the problem of our public airways, think of it, the $6 billion spent on the election, $2 billion on the presidential election, hardly a mumbling word about poverty, hardly a mumbling word about the prison industrial complex, hardly a mumbling word about the new Jim Crow, hardly a mumbling word about the trade unions dealing with declining, stagnating wages, with the profits still exponentially growing on the oligarchic greed and plutocratic greed. What kind of public debate did we have? We just had an election.
Oh, I love Dr. Cornel West.
That's another church I would like to be a part of.
Oh, my goodness. Folks, that was Dr. Cornel West. We had to jump in there. We had just a little bit longer on that clip, but we had to jump in because we are running short on time, and we only have a few minutes to get. Yes, we need five more of you.
Okay, we can do that, Christine.
Five people to call in and pledge support to get not only, of course, you'll get the voice, you'll be hearing Dr. Cornel West in that particular speech, but also many others, I know.
Yeah, he's in there a few times.
And also, you'll hear from voices like Dr. Michio Kaku, Ray Bradbury, Noam Chomsky, of course, the Martin Luther King Jr. collection, which is hours upon hours. The Malcolm X collection is in there. The entire Civil Rights Movement collection. There's the Native American collection.
Women's history.
Women's history, music.
John Coltrane, Bob Dylan. It just goes on and on and on. $200 pledge, it's a $5,000 or $10,000 value. If you get one of each of these USB jump drives, over 1,200 hours on one, 2,300 hours total for the Voices That Change the World and the Pacifica Radio Anthology USB drives. Call now, $200 for the pledge to get both of them.
It's an incredible deal, and we do not want you to miss it. So please give us a call right now at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
And you pick up both of these USB drives, you'll have enough voices so that anywhere you travel this summer, you can take these drives with you and educate yourselves, your family, your friends, and people that you run across who are like-minded around the world.
And we have less than a minute to go. The number again, we need five more calls.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
And if there's someone who can pledge at the $1,000 level or the $5,000 level, do it right now. Remember, it's a tax-deductible contribution, and you can get a few of these sets if you want and hand them out. Send them to places all around this country. Send them to high schools. Send them to colleges, universities, libraries. They need this information out in the world. And again, you cannot find this anywhere else. 30 seconds to go. Mark Torres, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives.
If we had more time, I was going to play you something that you will get on this drive, and that's Lela Downs performing live, Pastures of Plenty, This Land is Your Land, at Dolores Huerta's 80th birthday party at the Greek Theater. A beautiful song. It's included in this jump drive. Call now. Only a few seconds to go. Be that last caller.
Probably need just two more callers. Won't you be one of two? Call right now at
516-620-3602.
Ask for the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, two USB drive set. Our phone answers are rushing to the calls right now. Hey, we want to thank Gary Bach, our engineer in Master Control. And thank you so very much, Mark Torres.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right, folks, stay tuned for another Fun Drive program coming your way. Don't you go anywhere. Bye. I need
Hi, Paul Fisher from WBAI then and WBAI now. Tired of pesky programs interrupting our fascinating fundraising drives? No problem. Don't touch that dial. We can sell you conspiracies and miracle cures till the sun goes supernova. Or you can help WBAI again become a station known for programs, not just products. How? Thought you'd never ask. Become a BAI buddy. That's a minimum $10 a month donation for each of the next 12 months. Help end the heartbreak of psoriasis cures and other lotions, potions, and nostrums sold on the radio by sending us money to make radio. Go to WBAI.org, our website, and become a BAI buddy. Well, I don't know if I'm walking on solid
ground. Grab our hand and help WBAI blossom. To help us create more extraordinary and unforgettable shows, just like you were there for your friend who needed a self-esteem boost before the high school prom, we need you to become a BAI buddy. When you become a BAI buddy, you help us become grounded, stronger, and resilient through these shaky financial times. As a BAI buddy, you can donate any amount of your choosing on a monthly basis. In return, you will receive membership benefits and discounts at local businesses, as well as a signature WBAI tote bag. To become a BAI buddy, or for more information, go to give2wbai.org. Join us today and help our dreams grow.
Tell me the truth. How do you feel like you're rolling so fast that you're spinning your wheels? Don't feel too bad. You're not all alone. You're all trying to get along.
Hey, this is Bernie Ledden. You're listening to WBAI, listener-supported radio in New York City.
Yeah, this is what they call dead air. You know, it's like when Max, you made the pants too short. They, you know, it's 12:59:44. You know, and they just, these are live mics, Teal. So you know, like I say, it ran short. But now it's 1 a.m., and so I can tell you that. You are tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio in New York City. WBAI vibrating 99.5 million times every bleeping second.
Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. Ooh, we've got a good crew of people here this morning, all from Horror Writers of America, all from an anthology entitled New York State of Fright. Well, you can go see them Saturday. Just stay tuned.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. There is a moment in Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One, which is now available on demand, when the CEO of the film's evil corporation, played by Ben Mendelsohn, and wow, what a daring wrinkle that is, a film with an evil corporation, demonstrates how, once his company takes over the virtual paradise known as the Oasis, they plan to cram every inch of visitors' VR goggles with pop-up ads. It's an absurd image, but it isn't played as absurd or satirical or in any way that would indicate that Spielberg knows he's pushing things past the extreme. The muchness of it just is. And that's a key problem with the film overall. It would not be overstating it to say that Spielberg missed a golden opportunity here. Ready Player One is about a group of plucky teens banding together against the evil corporation, more innovative plotting there, to win control of the Oasis by finding an Easter egg that the creator of the Oasis planted in his mammoth virtual playground before his death, with all the clues based on the creator's passion for pop culture, specifically pop culture of the 80s. Having been one of the major architects of 80s pop culture, and in fact much of all pop culture that followed right up to today, you'd think Spielberg might take this opportunity to look back on what he had wrought, what it might mean, what he hopes he brought to the world of film. Instead, the director of Jaws, Close Encounters, and E.T. the Extraterrestrial assiduously avoids any of that. And I'm not sure if it's out of disinterest. It appears Spielberg saves his real passions these days for real-world historical dramas, or because he understands that what he and George Lucas and a small handful of others orchestrated was the moment when pop culture went from merely commercial to full-on corporate. Few want to wear that mantle. The most engaged Spielberg appears here is a sequence when the players have to survive a round of the game in the Overlook Hotel of Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, which Spielberg, Kubrick colleague, protege, and acolyte, infuses with an energy not in evidence elsewhere. You get the sense that Spielberg is using Ready Player One as an excuse to sneak back into the fully virtual form of performance capture filmmaking that Robert Zemeckis championed. There are a couple of Zemeckis references in the film itself, and that Spielberg tried himself to mixed results with The Adventures of Tintin. The results are no better here. The avatars of the two leads played in the real-world sequences by Ty Sheridan and Olivia Cooke are willowy humanoids with disconcertingly large anime-style eyes. The camera, unmoored from gravity, swirls and swoops through virtual environments, whether the move is motivated or not, and looks like nothing so much as the animated shorts that were created in the early days of CG, when such cinematography was less in service of the story than about rubbing your nose in this newfound liberty. And every image is crowded with detail. Oh my God, is this thing crowded with detail. Seemingly thousands of characters, fully built structures, battlegrounds that stretch to infinity. There's a cacophony of licensed properties, Iron Giant, King Kong, the DeLorean time machine, and on, all computer-plussed beyond reason for no discernible reason. It's Spielberg succumbing to the notion shared by his colleague George Lucas that more will somehow inspire wonder, or at the very least, awe. It does not. The imagination does not leap when flooded with pointless detail. There's a reason beyond snobbery why Picasso hangs in museums, while artists who reproduce landscapes accurate to the last millimeter hang in motel rooms. With the exception of a few striking moments that trip through the Overlook, or the Iron Giant grappling with Mechagodzilla, Ready Player One revels in its muchness to the point where it actually becomes kind of depressing. And in the end, the major takeaway Spielberg seems to want us to get from Ready Player One is that it is not a good idea to spend too much time in fantasy worlds, an ironic moral for a film that runs 2 hours and 20 minutes. But that is a valuable moral if it turns out that the world in question is all seductive surface but devoid of heart, a world that doesn't provide room for its visitors' own dreams to soar. Spielberg had the chance to explore his own heart with Ready Player One, and instead opted for the cold embrace of the computer. But since he has frequently leaned in that direction before, I fear he may be revealing more of his true soul than even he knows. For Hour of the Wolf, I'm Dan Persons, hashtag ITMFA.
I'll just bet you ITMFA. You can't say that on the air, Dan. This is Hour of the Wolf over WBAI in New York City. Listener-sponsored, non-commercial Pacifica Radio, broadcasting at 99.5 FM. Oh, gee, I did a station break earlier. Well, it never hurts to do them often. Or maybe it does. Anyhow, I can barely hear myself. Hold on a second. Ooh. Yep. You're hearing that, Tab? Okay, so you know what it is? It's my bleeping headphones. That's the brand name, by the way, is bleeping headphones. Okay, that's a little better. I twiddled a knob. For people, it still sounds.
No, I'm getting you clear.
I'm getting you very clear.
Yeah, I'm hearing you clear. Say something, Stephen.
Hello there.
Oh, yeah, you guys are all good. It's my...
Definitely on your
head. Oh, okay. 1 2 1 2 No.
So many buttons.
Seriously, it's not coming through for me. If it's coming through for you,
you want my headset?
No. It's not the headset. It's the mic. Well, when I do this.
Yeah, I'm getting the beep. Yeah. I'm getting the hit.
Okay, fine. Then. Beautiful. Then you because well, that's debatable, but.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we will introduce all these fine, wonderful people very shortly. But first, the famous but first, you know. It's like, okay, delete your hard drive. But first, no. So, yeah, old tech support humor. Okay, a few announcements. Number one, if you want to watch the show, you can do so by going to Facebook and... going not to the Hour of the Wolf page, that would be too logical. You go to my timeline, Jim Freund, F-R-E-U-N-D, and you can watch it there. And if you're missing it now, you can watch it later.
Cool.
Okay. So if you are, so that's time travel. You know, that's basically, we're right now, we're talking to the people who are listening to us and watching us from the future. Okay. It might be 10 minutes from now, but it's still the future. So, yes. So, we're doing a Facebook Live. I am not going to... Now, if you... When we do any recorded materials, which won't be that many, you won't hear it on Facebook Live because it's not radio. You can hear us over WBAI.org, or in the New York City metropolitan area, the tri-state area, we're at 99.5 FM. And I have to do a quick spiel. We are listener-sponsored radio, and we're going to end our fun drive in July. Unless we're not. We're not. So it behooves me to ask people to subscribe. What are you subscribing to? You are supporting listener-sponsored radio. We don't do the government thing. We don't do grants. We don't do stuff. It's like we